The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading.
Okay, this is Ralph Corbett, Winter Road II, with sitting in for John Stadtmiller. We're talking today about breaking news, what happened. We have three liberal, quote, judges. They're not judges. They have no Article 3, Clause 2 power, which I talked about the first hour. That court has no constitutional authority. It was done under the authority of the Territory of Hawaii in 1948. Proven. They have no national jurisdiction, which they're claiming. Only the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and the Court of Claims, Federal Court of Claims, has any national. All of these United States District Courts, all of these other circuit courts are all smoke and mirrors nonsense. They're nothing. But, of course, I know the attorneys can't go there. I can have conclusive evidence of it, printed by the government, by the way. They admit it. We just don't know. And the attorneys can't go there because it's all rigged. They'll kill them or they won't get to play at the bar. But the other attorneys, this thing is so unbelievable. I'm going to briefly just go over what I went over last hour and then proceed on about who the enemies of our republic are. There are a whole bunch of them listed. Amicus Curies, friends of the court in the Ninth Circuit. Yay, friends of the court. Really, friends of the overthrow of our republic. By the way, treason, way back in the early 1800s in a Supreme Court case, is the waging war of the law against the laws of the United States. When you commit violence to overthrow a law of the United States, you're guilty of treason. These sanctuary cities, these people that are doing that, turning criminals loose, they're waging war on the laws of the United States, and that is treason. When they start prosecuting these mayors and some of this is going to change. I don't know if they'll do it or not. This stuff has been institutionalized so deep into the attorneys and the law schools, they don't seem to know what the hell's going on. I look this stuff up. I can teach somebody in Westlaw in about 15 minutes, tops, how to find things in Westlaw that, well, the actual law. It's there. You use Boolean word searches. You don't use any of the other nonsense that's available. Now, the reply brief, well, let me go over just briefly the thing, and then we'll go on, continue on here for people that may not have heard the first hour. Trump's executive order. Exercising there are executive orders that are not under the executive power of the United States, many of them, of which Obama was using in the headless fourth branch of government, that are law for citizens of the United States, because there's a parallel system running in our country. People don't know it, won't believe it. I can prove it. Anyways, Trump's was under a law of the United States, a statute of the United States, not a law, a law of the United States or statute. 1182F. He was granted by Congress total executive to exercise at his determination only the executive power of the United States by and through the executive power of his office. To make findings, a determination by him. For any aliens or class of aliens, to exclude them, period, not reviewable. If he did it, because these people are not nationals, which is somebody owing allegiance to a state, they're not citizens of the United States, that's a fictional thing we did in 1866 for people who want the same rights as white citizens. By the way, you could look that up on the internet. 42. United States Code, 1981, 1982, and 1988. That's 42, United States Code, 1981, 1982, 1988. Where is the NAACP and the Southern Law of Poverty Criminals? You think that's a little bit racist? Of course, they memorialized it in the 14th, but it's subject to the jurisdiction. You have to sign up for it. And, of course, in 1870, they changed it and said, oh, the blacks are equal in all respects. We could have naturalized you black folk, but we didn't want to do that then. Another scam. Another con. So anyways, it's only about aliens. So we know that the aliens has nothing to do with Muslims, nothing to do with Buddhists, nothing to do with Christians. It has to do with people that Trump determines are against the public interest of the United States. We, the people, our national security. He makes that determination. It's not reviewable by anybody as far as if he makes that determination. It's a done deal. Period. When it's unambiguous, the statutory, the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled. Unambiguous means shut the hell up, judiciary. You're done. That's it. It's unambiguous. There's no doubt about it. It's about aliens, not about Muslims. Although there happen to be mostly all Muslims. But that's not the issue. If they fall in that class of aliens, well, that's the way it works. They shouldn't even be in this country. They have a culture, Sharia law. They want to have the 12th Imam come back, get a war started, and then we're all going to be saying our morning prayers and the 12th Imam, whoever the hell that's going to be. We're all going to be bowing down to whatever, to Allah, whoever the hell that is. It's unambiguous. I waited for the guy to say something that did the brief. He did. I gave him a D-minus for the DOJ. I'll give the other guy a D-minus too. It was obvious in the very beginning. They're asking the question, well, is there any limits on this power of the constitutioners? And then is this a ban on Muslims? That's a totally off-point statement. Had nothing to do with what's going on. They were just burning up time and making their leftist, totally unconstitutional, evil BS. This is the thing, if you're dealing with these people, they create an off-point issue, and then they just ad nauseum go after it. Don't go there. The issue was the unambiguous statutes of the United States. Trump's executive order was in the unambiguous statute of the United States. He was exercising the executive power of the President of the United States, empowered to him by the Congress of the United States, and we is done. D-O-N-E. That's it. Immigration is under the plenary absolute power of Congress. Ninth Circuit on Arizona said, oh, no, you can't do that. That's in Congress plenary power. Now they're up here. Oh, state of Washington and Minnesota can do it because they've got money issues. They've got poor little old professors that coming over here. We got a family or two someplace we found. And Trump didn't say all that. There's grants around some of that. Well, that's the thing that they pollute. So we go in and look, and in a reply brief, they were on, that was a fairly good reply brief. I don't know why they didn't go to some of this stuff here, but let me just read, this is a reply brief in the by the DOJ. Let's see, who was the person that signed this one down here? Alol Sturgill. I have no idea who that person is. No, it's a special counsel to the Assistant Attorney General, August Flentje. Flentru? I don't know how to pronounce it. It's not my forte, pronouncing words for some reason. Anyway, why didn't he mention, let me find this again here, why didn't he use the real stuff? Congress has granted the president broad discretion. No, it's not broad discretion. It's not discretion. It's total discretion under the executive power under 8 U.S.C. 1182F to suspend the entry of any class of aliens, they got it, into the United States, and independently broad discretion over the refugee program, 8 U.S.C. 1157. I didn't look that one up. The exclusion of the aliens is a fundamental act of sovereignty. It says, no, it's a fundamental, that's true. He's using no inherent in the executive power to control foreign affairs of a nation. He's relying on a Supreme Court. Why doesn't he say the unambiguous statutes of the United States? We're done. I mean, that's fine what he did, but it's the unambiguous statute. It's unambiguous. We're done. The state does not address the text of 1182F, nor the extensive case law relating to the exclusion of aliens from the United States. This is what they always do. They will never talk about what's really going on. They just ignore it. It never happened. I got so many cases on that in the appellate courts and the Supreme Court. They won't go there because they can't. So we don't talk about it. It didn't happen, right? No. Why didn't he use it on oral arguments? Why didn't he use the plenary power is vested in Congress only? And why didn't he use the unambiguous statute? And these guys over here got, not only do they not have any standing, they can't even talk about it. And you guys can't even talk about it. You have no authority to even talk about it. You pretend judges, you're done. He didn't go there. Why didn't he put in the definition of aliens? Why didn't he say aliens? He didn't have anything to do with Muslims. Why didn't he bring up national and citizen of the United States? Why? These are term meanings. They are exclusive. Why didn't he bring these things up? These are things of which it shuts the other side down. Why didn't he do that? I don't have a clue. I'm sitting here waiting. I said, God, is this guy, does he? I'm just a freaking farm boy out of Kansas, and I can figure this out. I can read. Why can't he? I don't know. That was their reply brief. They get into all kinds of nonsense about arguing about this, that, and the other. Ah, God. It just goes on and on and on. It's so irritating to see this when this stuff is black and white. It's like the Ten Commandments never existed. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Oh, that don't mean anything. We're all liars. We support liars. The father of all liars is the devil. And there's a commandment against, but oh, we can't talk about that. Really? Okay, I'll believe this. So let's go back into who are some of these folks? And then some of the stuff. I downloaded a few of them this morning because I've got so many things on my plate right now that courts were pushing him so hard. It's just amazing when you start pushing these guys. I mean, I tell you, they bring their fangs out, but that's all right. It's what I do. And I enjoy it. I love having the truth on my side and the Creator and Messiah. The hell with these slimy SOBs. But let me bring up the docket sheet here. So who all's coming in? We got the state of Washington, liberal. State of Minnesota, liberal. We got an intervener, David Golden. I don't know who the hell he is. We got Donald Trump is on the defendant side. We got the Department of Homeland Security defendant. We got Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, new defendant. He's the appellate. We have John Kelly, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security. United States of America. Why doesn't it say United States? Do you know what courts say United States? Do you know when that changed? You see, this is one of the many things you can do very quickly with Westlaw. You can date search things. The term or the entity called United States was the real party of interest up until 1913. After 1913 to 1916, it changed to United States of America. So the question is, what caused the change? And the second question is, are there any courts that use United States or the United States? Yes, there are. The United States or United States is used in the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. They don't use it in the other circuits. They use United States of America. So who in the hell are they? Well, I've got two cases, IRS cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Who do you think that might be? I got two cases on it, complaints. They pled it under their signature. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Who in the hell is that? Congress. Well, how do they get to be a sovereign body politic? It's quite simple, actually. Contracts, Constitution, have to have citizens. if you're in Minnesota, it's the Constitution of Minnesota, not the Constitution of the state of Minnesota. I've got all of the constitutions, everything up to 1878. They were all called the Constitution and the name of the several state. No state of nonsense in there. That's a fact. So, what happened? If there are no citizens of the several states, like in Minnesota, you got to be a citizen of the United States. There's no citizens of Minnesota. Boy, they're pissed. They will not. I've got several cases that I'm working on now. Boy, they do not want to go there. If you put it into the public record under Evidence Rule 901, number 7, that's Evidence Rule 901, number 7, it's self-authenticating. They do not want to go there. Change the voter thing to be a citizen of Minnesota or whatever. There is no statutory, there is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States to even be voting. Supreme Court said so. So why does everybody be a citizen of the United States and show up at the voter pools of booths? Because we don't know any better. It's a con. You're voting for to put Congress put yourself under the plenary power of a statutorily created citizen of the United States. I have a means to do that, and I've had to raise the cost due to the filing cost. It's $150 with 4 certified copies mailed by priority mail to Ralph. Contact me at ralph@alaskaminuteman.com, and then I change the voter thing. Two things. The evidence, I have changed my status. It's in the public record. It's self-authenticating. And, by the way, I have got it accepted by your state, and we got two of them in Minnesota. We're going to be doing a diversity of citizenship cases. Boy, they do not want to go there. Squealing like stuck pigs. Well, guess what, Bubba? Nobody's walking this walk. Well, we're coming, and we're going to try to drain the swamp. We're going to help Trump as much as we can. So, who all is involved in this other thing? What are some of the other states? Oh, we got the state of Hawaii, the technologically companies and other businesses. We got the Kromosky Center for Law and Equity. I haven't read all these, but I presume they're all law professors and clinicians. They're amicus, law professors. Look at theirs. Theirs is all nonsense. The American United for Separation Church and State, they're on they're for the crazies. The Southern Poverty Law Center, God, talk about a racist organization. Oh, man. Oh, the ACLU of Washington, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Anti-Defamation League, Constitutional Scholars. I got to go look at that one and see what their amicus says. The HIAS, H-I-A-S, Inc., I don't have a clue who they are. Service Employees International Union, well, I know where they're going. The state of New York, oh, that's a surprise. The state of California, the state of Connecticut, the state of Delaware, the state of Illinois, the state of Iowa, the state of Maine, state of Maryland, state of Massachusetts, state of New Mexico, state of Oregon, state of Pennsylvania, state of Rhode Island, state of Vermont, state of Virginia, District of Columbia, oh, there's a shocker, American Center for Law and Justice, National Immigration Justice Center, ASSISTA, I don't know who in the heck that is, Law Professors, plain, United States Justice Foundation, Citizens United Foundation, English First Foundation, English First, Public Advocate of the United States, Gun Owners Foundation, now there's one that might be a good one. Gun Owners of America. I'll go look at those two. So, Conservative Legal Defense and Education Fund. I don't know who those are. Now, these ones down here, there's a break, and I don't know who is who. They're on the amicus. I will find out. There will be a list. Conservative Legal Defense and Education Fund, U.S. Border Control Foundation. Well, sir. Back in a minute.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Well, we're back here, and I was reading some of these enemies of the United States, our enemies, the Policy Analysis Center, the Washington State Labor Council, the Muslims Advocate, the American Muslims Health Professionals, the Council for Advancement of Muslim Professionals, Islamic Medical Association of North America, the Muppies, I don't have a heck what that is, M-U-P-P-I-E-S, National Arab American Medical Association, Network of Arab American Professionals, Freedom Watch, Jewish Federation of Greater Seattle, American Immigration Council, National Immigration Project for the National Lawyers Guild, Northwest Immigration Rights Project, Human Rights First, Kids in Need of Defense, T-A-H-I-R-I-H Justice Center. I don't know what that means. The state of New Hampshire's joined in now. The state of North Carolina has showed up. Participating law firms of the Employment Law Alliance. And some guy that he got denied. And let's see, how many there is? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20... 21, 22, 23, 24, 24 friends of the court. I want to download them. It's going to cost me a little money. I want to see who the enemies are. The enemies of our republic are entrenched It's institutionalized in our colleges, our schools. These people have no idea what the facts are. They're paid by Soros. Most of them like Black Lives Matter and all these other. They're zombies. Everything is a racist. Or Nazism. Just to use a couple of words. They have no freaking clue what the hell is going on in our republic. They have no idea that their freedom to do that is based on our republic that they're trying to destroy. And they don't even know it. They're too stupid. Their eyes and their ears are closed, just like Revelations. You can't wake them up. I agreed with somebody that his name is Russell Gerst. Geist. I've worked with him on another thing where he's right on, which I won't mention because I don't want to sully that issue. I talked to him about this. I brought up John 8, 31 through 44. The father of all liars is the devil. And if you're supporting a liar, which is confirmed by Hillary, confirmed of Obama, Loretta Lynch, I can't think of the other attorney general right now. I'll think of maybe in a minute. These are confirmed liars. Obama and Hillary were star pupils of who? Saul Alinsky. He wrote Rules for Radicals. He dedicated his book to Lucifer. Hillary Clinton wrote a thesis and met Saul Alinsky. Why are all these people following him? Because they're Satanists. One way or the other. They're possessed by demons. They're evil. I don't know. Christ said that there's people to cast out demons. So are they possessed by demons? I don't know. Hollywood. It's unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. Some of these people, some of them have very high IQs. But that having a high IQ does not mean that you have the ability to make a proper judgment based on the laws. You have to have a moral fiber. If you're a Christian, you have the Ten Commandments and the statutes of the Bible. We have the Constitution of the United States. We have the Declaration of Independence unequivocally. Unalienable rights from the Creator. Doesn't say from Allah, doesn't say from anything. That's what this country is based on. If you don't like it, get the hell out of here. You have no business here. We have a right as a culture, a Christian nation. We can tolerate other folks. If you want to worship a stone, fine. But you can't be here to overthrow our government. You can't be here to establish Sharia law. You can't be here to waging law against the United States. That's treason. We have laws against these things. God, I was so glad to see Sessions get in there. That man is a straight arrow. He don't give a rat's rump whether you're black, white, purple, green, whatever. He has got one hell of a record. I cannot believe. God, I had to chuckle when they shut down Pocahontas. Back and forth.
Where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru on the train and the full course dress. We got the software, hardcore, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.com. We got the pages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. This is Ralph Kerb at Winter Road sitting in for John Stepmiller. We're talking about the three idiots, the three treasonous judges. They are, it's committing treason. They're waging laws against the United States by what they're doing. That ruled against the executive order that has a unabridged statutory authority. I mean, not unabridged, unambiguous statutory authority. They have no authority to do anything. So they go off and create a thing under the merits. I've downloaded a couple of these. Amicus Curie's friend of the court. And this one is a nice one. Oh, it's a beaut. This was filed. A motion to leave, which means permission, to file a brief amicus curiae, that's friend of the court, of the Muslim advocates, the American Muslim health professionals, the Council for the Advancement of Muslim Professionals, Islamic Medical Association of North America, Muppies Inc., M-U-P-P-I-E-S Inc., I don't know what that is, Arab, National Arab American Medical Association, a network of Arab American professionals in support of the appellees in favor of affirmance. They say Muslim advocates, a national legal and advocacy educational organization formed in 2005 works on the front lines of civil rights to guarantee freedom and justice for all Americans of all faiths. You believe that? You do. I live on Connect Bay up here. I got some white sand property I'd love to sell you, because you're not going to believe this stuff. They go on to say, the executive order is unconstitutional on a number of grounds, including because it is evident the purpose and effect is animus towards Muslims, hostility towards Muslims. Really? He didn't say that. But if he was in that class of aliens, life is a B-I-T-C-H. Contrary to the misperception spread by the Muslim ban, it is not a Muslim ban, the presence of Muslims in America is not a threat to American security. Do you believe that? They wrote this stuff. This is the kind of tripe. And they've accepted their amicus curiae. Yeah, that's a stupid court. Muslims have been part of America since its founding, when 10 to 15% of the slaves forcibly brought to America were Muslims. I don't know about that. They were brought out of Africa by blacks capturing blacks. I don't know if they were Muslim or not. They sure the hell didn't found it. We set them free. Muslims have expended their blood, sweat, and tears building and defending the United States. They've spent a lot of it tearing it down, too. Today, Muslims represent 1% of the U.S. population. The intentional and false stigmatization of Muslims as potential terrorists, even if supposedly limited to Muslims of the seven major Muslim countries, expressly included in the executive order, will, if not unrestrained, continue to irreparable harm amicus. Oh, we're going to harm. How about the security of the people of the American citizens, the people that are over here? Our veterans, people have fought and died. They're giving these damn refugees more money than they give our own vets, our older people. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that. This is the kind of lies that they put out. Let's look at one coming from the great state of California. God, if there's any way to separate part of that out and give it back to Mexico. They don't talk about the Constitution. They talk about it one time. And unconstitutional, with no cites. Let me see if they mention 1182. Let me search that. No, they don't even mention the statutory authority. Isn't that amazing? But what do they talk about? The executive order inflicts significant harm on states across the country, including upon the amici. It harms, among other things, state colleges and universities, state medical institutions, state tax revenues from students, tourists, and business visitors. Oh, so we're for sale. Our security is for sale. Is that right? The proposed amicus response explains that states have standing to challenge the executive order in light of the harm it inflicts upon them, and that appellant's emergency motion for stay should be denied because it grants would not preserve the status quo and would cause further chaos. Would not preserve the status quo. They got something right. This is the kind of tripe that you see in there. Where is the stuff that has anything to do with the Constitution? You go on down here and they say it's, again, harming state colleges, universities, medical tax revenues, and the state's interest in ensuring the health, welfare, and civil rights of our residents. Residents. That's long been thrown out. Residents, you got to be domiciled to have any standing in our country. Another one of the lies. The Supreme Court did that in the beginning of foundings in the early 1800s. There is no such thing as having a resident or being a resident. You have to be domiciled. And you know what? A citizen of the United States has no domicile. You will never see a domicile, because guess what? It is a fictional status created by Congress. And if they did give it a domicile, you know where it'd have to be? You see, all corporations, wherever they are created, established, is that their domicile, and they can't change it. Most people don't know that. When you're fighting these banks and all these other lying pieces of, I can't even make the words up anymore. I can't even talk plain English. I just want to scream. Fictions in law have one domicile and it can't be moved. A citizen of the United States has one domicile, D.C. They don't want to disclose it. They did, the whole game is over. They can't move it. Because you have a, that's why you want to be a resident in the state. You're moving around. You have no domicile. Because you can't have a domicile and be a statutory creation as a citizen of the United States. This is the key. One of two keys to the overthrowing our republic. There are no citizens of the several states with exercising their elective franchise in the several states, because everybody's a citizen of the United States. And number two, the states in 1913, it was voted in as an amendment. The state legislatures no longer have any standing in the Constitution of the United States. It's only now by citizens of the United States. That's why it changed in 1913 from being the United States as the real party of interest to United States of America, because the several states have no standing and the citizens of several states have no standing in the constitutions. Now, we can fix one. We can get standing back in the several states. But boy, they are not wanting to go there. We're going to be challenging that. I am, anyway, writing briefs and people that want to file them. We'll file them and see what we get. We found a way, I think I have now, into the Federal Court of Claims. For non-taxpayers, for non-citizens of the United States. All state income tax requires to fill a federal income tax. Why is that? Because all of these states are not the several states. They are just a satellite of the big boy. A fiction in law under the plenary power of Congress. That's all they are. Isn't it amazing that we have dishonor the flag of the United States of America, but the law says flag of the United States in 1818. You know when the flag of the United States of America, Pledge of Allegiance, came in? 1921. Why does it say flag of the United States? That's a statutory law. It doesn't say of America. These are all important things that's never disclosed to us. And this decision of what they're doing up there with Trump is criminal, beyond criminal. It's treasonous. And when, like I said, when you go in and start looking at this, when you first go in, and they don't talk about the statutory law, they don't talk about the unambiguous statutes, they don't talk about the executive power that was granted to the president by Congress in this limited area. They don't talk about it. Why? It's plain English that I just read, with the term definition of aliens, and aliens does not specify Muslims. Does not specify Islamist. It's an alien. We have a right, an inalienable right, secured in our constitutions of the several state and the Constitution of the United States under the plenary power of Congress, to say who can and cannot enter our country. And that's a fact. I think it was pled in the reply brief, but it poorly pled. And in the oral arguments, terrible presentation by the DOJ guy, whoever the hell he was. And then the total distractions by the liberal judges. I mean, there was no doubt within the first 15 minutes you could figure out what was going to happen. They were asking off-point questions. And in their tone of voice and the way they were doing it, there was no doubt. And then I think it was the woman. She was a Obama appointee. Oh, there are no limitations to this? Well, wait a minute here. Let's see. You know, I'm not a legal scholar, but, you know, I kind of remember the Constitution. And when it's very unambiguous and clear, and there were the amendments or an unambiguous statute, that's it. We done. You done. There's no discretion. All these sanctuary cities, there's no discretion for the laws of the United States. How are they getting away with it? How they overthrew our republic was getting rid of the citizens of the several states and the elective franchise, and getting rid of the senators, legislators that voted in 1913. Then we're at the benefit. We're under the plenary power of Congress. And just like these judges, they're going on the merits. Who's been hurt? It's our colleges, our professors, our the money, the taxes stuff. Wait a minute. What happened to the statutory law, the statutes of the United States? You see, there haven't been any for a long time. In 1871, they changed that and be it further enacted. That was the end, technically, of the statutes of the United States, 1871. Because every statute of the United States, they used to actually have it in the beginning of the statutory books. They would say, and be it further enacted. They took that away in 1871. This has been a long-haul process by the principalities of evil, because no man or men could figure this all out. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, the way they've done it. It's a con job. And everybody listening, I guarantee you, including me, I had to go look up what was written in this statute, because I can't, the plain English is not there. What's an alien? I have a concept of what an alien, somebody that doesn't belong in this country. But it's a term meaning. And that the meaning, when it says means, that's the exclusive use, and you, it must, and I'm going to make a list of the 841 terms in the IRS Internal Revenue Laws, of which there are subtitle A, B, C, D, and E. Most people don't even know that. Imagine, say, you're in violation of the tax laws of Minnesota. Which one? Oh, we can't tell you. Was it Internal Revenue Laws? Is it tax laws? Gas laws? Taxes? Vehicle taxes? Well, we can't talk about that. These people will not use the terms. They use them in court. They'll call you a taxpayer. But you're not a taxpayer. You just don't know it. Taxpayer means any person, which includes one of the definitions of person is an individual, which is a citizen of the United States. That's in 5 U.S.C. 552A. They can't even keep records on you unless you're a citizen of the United States. 5 U.S.C. 552A. Read it. Subject 2. There's a whole bunch of meanings mean subject to. Have you ever heard of a law that you're subject to? If you're in domicile somewhere, either the law applies to all the people there or it applies to none of them. Subject to. You have to sign up for it. Any internal revenue tax. Subtitle A. Income tax. Do you know who that applies to? You see, this is the other problem. They put constitutional stuff inside of their nonsense. Okay, see, we got a caller here. Let me go look and see who it is here. I get talking and I don't look at the thing here. Oh, yeah, Mark in Florida. Go ahead. Got a question, comment?
Yeah, Ralph, am I on?
You's on. Get on it. Oh, get to it.
Thank you. I'm always confused by the United States and the United States of America. So my question comes from Title 28. Section 1746, Unsworn Declarations Under Penalty of Perjury. And one is, if executed without the United States, I declare under penalty of perjury under the laws of the United States of America that the foregoing is true. If executed within the United States, as territories, possessions, or commonwealths, I declare under penalty of perjury that the foregoing is true and correct. So my question is, which one would a Florida citizen use?
Should be citizen of Florida. You should neither use neither one. Those declarations were done because that's under 28 U.S.C. 1746, and I've done a brief on it, and I can't remember right off the top of my head, but you are supposed to be within the jurisdiction of the county in one of the several states within Florida. You never want to use declarations, unless you have to, a last-minute thing. Declarations, the way they got it through, and this is you brought up a very important question, by the way, extremely important. What you will find is, in this case, like this case that is going on right now, we've been talking about in Washington, you will see declarations. Why do you see so many declarations in court cases? because these courts are unconstitutional courts. They do not rely upon real evidence brought in, introduced under the rules of evidence, except against us. They do not rely on evidence that is supported by something. They use declarations as evidence in this administrative state. Anytime you see a declaration, they always have to have declarations. They can't move without them. They all of them have declarations in them, especially all IRS cases, and these attorneys are taught that. So the question becomes, why don't we use the why don't anybody put in affidavits under the notary public of one of the counties? Because that would change the venue and the jurisdiction. Because they're under the plenary power of Congress, and Congress created a declaration that is a signature that is not witnessed by anybody. And their excuse was, because I went back and looked at why they said it, well, we're in all these foreign countries, and it's really a pain in the butt to have a notary public here. So we're going to create this declaration. So it's self, it's a self-authenticating evidence, because it says declarations under the penalties of perjury. Now, the other part of this whole thing is the scam is this Star Chamber Court out of England. This is, well, hold on a minute, and we'll get to it. Hang on.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I was going to get into the Star Chamber, but let me answer your question, because it's an excellent question, by the way. The first one is Laws of the United States of America. The Article 6 of the Constitution of the United States says Laws of the United States. It does not say Laws of the United States of America. So if you're under the laws of the United States of America, which I have looked up, you're under the absolute plenary power of Congress. That's the first one, number one. Number two, it says, if executed within the United States, its territories, possessions, and commonwealths. You're still wrong. You know why? Because you go to the definition of United States, they use the definition of United States, like in Title 26 and numerous places, the geographical United States. So what does that mean? It says means. The geographical United States is the outside boundaries of all of the, quote, United States, not the one of the union of the several states, a fictional United States. There are three of them. The Supreme Court said so. The geographical, this is the same area where corporations and fictions and law, the geographical, there are no several states. So both of them are wrong. That make sense?
So, well, it does, but that leads me to,
only one you can use is to have it done in the state of Florida, even though the notary is, but that notary will have a bond. They're supposed to, at least in Alaska, they have a bond, and they're supposed to be a real thing under a notary. If it is under the county and the state of Florida, that's the only one you want to use. The other two.
You swear the following
is true and correct under the penalties of perjury. And you put at the top, State of Florida, SS, then you put county of whatever you have a county, and then you do, I swear or affirm that the following is true and correct under the penalties of perjury, and then you have at the bottom, you put to the notary public, or my commission expires because they got to have a commission, and they are witnessing your signature. That's all they're witnessing, that you are who you say you are. And then they will have a stamp, they're supposed to have actually a seal, that gives them the authority to do what they do to verify, then they're liable if you aren't who you say you are on that particular document. That's the only one you want to use. You want affidavits, verified affidavits, actually, is what you want to call them. Okay?
Right. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Do I swear under penalty of perjury, or do I swear the foregoing is true and correct? So help me God.
You can do that. You can add that in there. That's fine. Usually in motions, I put that the preceding in the motion and the following in this affidavit, verified affidavit, is true and correct under the penalties of perjury. I don't usually, so help me God, I don't usually use that. It's not required. But you only want to use, you never want to use declarations, because both of them are a ruse. And that's why you'll find all federal, never, ever you will see one use an affidavit. And they always have declarations in them because they're considered evidence in their world. The Matrix. They always have. There's all kinds of declarations. We have attorneys that are testifying to facts in cases. They're not supposed to do it, but they do it every day. You go read some of the declarations in this case in Florida. There's attorneys testifying to facts they're not supposed to be testifying to. Where is the party that actually did it, that has firsthand knowledge? Where the hell are they? Where's the injured parties? Oh, we don't want to talk about that. They're using superior knowledge against we the people. And Trump is 100% right on, point on, according to the laws of the United States and the Constitution of the United States. And we got three judges that have, they aren't judges, actually. Anyway, I thought I heard the music there. Oh, we did. Okay, well, watch out for the federales, and John will be back tomorrow, and I hope you enjoyed, got something out of the show, and I have a show every Sunday at 3 to 5 Central Standard Time. It's 5 to 7 Central Standard Time.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system.
I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.